The Planning Commission is considering whether to separate three plots of Sheldon Jackson College land. Two of them are along Jeff Davis Street. One contains Stevenson Hall, and another contains the Roland Armstrong Administration Building. A third, along Sawmill Creek Road near the city's Recycling Center and Hames PE Center, is home to a cemetery. Combined, the land represents about 105,000 square feet, a little less than 2.5 acres. Mark Rowley is a property manager with Anchorage-based Pacific Tower Properties, which has been managing the college's land and buildings. He says separating those pieces of land is necessary so that they can be sold and help pay down the college's debt.
We can't transfer or give away or sell anything unless we have a plat, unless it's platted off. And we're hoping to sell those two properties, the two buildings, to people who can fix them up and preserve them and get the plywood off the windows, you know.
But Nancy Yaw Davis says this is all happening too quickly. Her father, Leslie Yaw, was the first president of Sheldon Jackson College, and she's been vocal in her opposition to subdividing the campus.
I think that that's offensive to a lot of us. What's the rush? The campus has been there for 132 years. The buildings have been standing for 100 years. They're in much better shape than we've been led to believe. And some of them look pretty shabby, but they're pretty nice on the inside. And the richness of the history, not just in Sitka, but throughout Alaska, so I think we should be treasuring that to the point of saying no to this subdivision.
The campus is a National Historic Landmark, and so the city's Historic Preservation Commission and the National Park Service both have weighed in on the issue. They're asking the Planning Commission to add requirements to preserve the historic features of each lot, including the preservation of Stevenson Hall. Historic Preservation Commission Chairwoman Ann Polnow says Rowley and Pacific Tower Properties were cooperative with the commission's efforts to add the requirements to the subdivision plan. Rowley, the property manager, says he's hopeful that subdivisions are done with after this one, and he says the Sheldon Jackson properties sold so far have been the better for it.
And I'll use the, in particular, the Pear Cottage and Ocean Vista houses on Lincoln Street, but all the properties that have been sold have been taken over by people who have the time, energy, and resources to make them into better places. I mean, a couple of those houses were in pretty bad condition and, you know, dangerously close to being terminal. And, you know, I walked around them a week or so ago, and I was really pleased to see the improvements that have been done.
The technical term for what the Planning Commission is considering is a, quote, minor subdivision. According to city code, that means it will not need to go before the Sitka Assembly for final approval. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.